And you're listening to Vectis Radio, and we've got Glenn from The Drop-In, and we look like twins.
We do.
Get a little bit closer to that microphone, don't be scared, it won't bite you, honestly.
How are you, Ian?
I'm very well. So how's The Drop going?
The Drop's going, it's going up and down, up and down. They keep coming, and they're still coming strong, and yes, it's all good.
So we're talking bikes and skateboards and all sorts going
bikes,
on.
Bikes, skateboarders, inliners, and of course the scooters.
I was just thinking, we've got Lol in, which is Shirley, that's what we call her, Lol, little old lady. I was just thinking, what's the oldest person that gets involved with, you know, skateboarding and cycling?
Well, Shirley doesn't look that old to me, and I don't know where you're coming from there.
Thank you.
Right, okay, do you want to borrow my specs?
You're horrible sometimes, now, Ian.
Now, just remind us where The Drop is and what it's all about.
Okay, The Drop's a indoor skate park in Newport, Riverbank Industrial Estate. Okay, it's 4,000 square foot of wooden ramps, some big ones in there and some smaller stuff for the smaller children. We cater for everybody from around about 4 years old right up to, well, as even as old as you, Ian.
What about Lol?
Lol will be welcome there any time. I'm sure she'd...
Thank you.
I'm sure she'd rip the ramps up very nicely on the skateboard.
Oh, I don't have a go.
Come on, who is the oldest? Do you get on there and have a go?
I don't know more now, Ian, but we do have some guys in their, probably in their latter 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we've got some guys that have been skateboarding for 25, 30 years plus.
So it's not just the old toddlers, in it?
Oh, no, you know, no, it's for the old codgers as well.
It's for old codgers as well, lol. So tell us about these events you've got coming up.
Right, OK, we've got quite a lot of stuff coming up. We've got a one which is quite interesting. On the 25th of February, we're going to do a fundraiser, which will be a fundraiser for both us, The Drop, and for the Kerry Green Trust, who I'm sure you're familiar with on the island.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do a pump-a-thon, which doesn't sound very exciting. It's basically when we have two ramps dead opposite each other, and you just keep going up and down, and clock up some miles.
Right.
So we got round with some of the local guys there and tried to set ourselves some kind of distance to try and achieve. And we started off with a distance of 10 miles. But... excuse me, but after giving it a bit more thought, we decided to scrap the 10 miles and go for 100 miles in one day.
Right, 100 miles in one day.
Yeah, so just to give you some rough idea of what that would involve, the run between the two ramps is approximately 40 foot. There's 5,280 foot in a mile, so there's 132 up and downs to 1 mile, which we equate to they need to go up and down 13,200 times in one day.
Cool. Who's counting that then?
Well, unfortunately, as I'm not riding, I think that they've given me the job as the ticker man.
Oh, blimey. You're going to have something like, you ain't going to count, you're going to have a ticker.
Yeah,
thing,
we're going to have a ticker system, and like I say, we're probably all taking turns. We've got the bigger guys coming in during the day, early doors, 9 o'clock in the morning to start doing the miles, and then, because we're going to do it on a Monday, and then the children hopefully will come down after school and try and hit the big 100.
Brilliant.
So that's something that's quite exciting that's coming up.
So is there any detail on the website somewhere?
Yeah, we're just sort of trying to really market it now. There's stuff up on Facebook. The web page probably needs updating, so perhaps I can have a look at that this afternoon. But it's definitely stuff up on Facebook.
What's on what's the website? Because by the time this goes, I mean, it's out a lot, going out live now, but we'll put it out there as a podcast so people can hear.
Okay, it's obviously www.thedropskatepark.com.
Okay, and what else you got going?
Okay, we've got on the 23rd of February, we've got our first adult night down there, which will be a music night, which will involve a local band that you'll probably know of, known as Born in the Barn.
Born in the Barn, yeah.
So them guys will come down on the 23rd, which will be great. March the 15th, we've got something going on. I can't give you too much information because we're waiting to hear back from the Guinness Book of Records. We're going for a record attempt.
What, another one?
Another one, cool. Yes. March the 15th, we're having a circus night down there with lots of performers and crazy stuff going on. So that's something we can let you know about a little bit later. So on closer to the time, like I said, we're waiting to hear back from Guinness Book of Records on that one.
Brilliant.
On whether we can set a record down there. And then obviously early summer we're going to have some competitions down there again. A competition fun family day where everyone can come down there, win some prizes and have some fun. So we've got quite a lot of bits and bobs coming up.
Brilliant. Sounds good to me. And it's all on the website. The website again is...
is www.thedropskatepark.com.
And I'm going to introduce you to Shirley in a moment again, lol, because her elderly husband, is in a band called All Washed Up. You may have heard of them.
I have indeed.
And maybe, you know, get them down and play a few gigs.
Absolutely.
She's reaching for the bag for a card already, as any good manager would. Thanks for coming in, Glenn, and good luck.
Thank you.